There's a lot of bingo in Grange halls across Vermont, especially in the winter. Erica Heilman stopped into a bingo game in Reigate Corner in the far south of the Northeast Kingdom. Let's listen in.
Bingo starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday nights at the Blue Mountain Grange. I got there early to meet Michaela Perkins, and it was already dark. Michaela runs the bingo night. She took it over from her father, Daryl, a few years ago. The Grange lives in an old schoolhouse built in 1899. It's small and bright, old wood floors, some long tables and folding chairs. There's an old wood box filled up in the front entryway, and the wood stove in the Grange room had already warmed the place up by the time I got there. Here's Michaela.
So this is Saturday night. We do bingo every Saturday night, and it's open to anyone who wants to come. We get a lot of community members, and
from
Woodsville, New Hampshire, South Reigate, East Reigate, right here in Reigate Corner. We have people from Groton. We've had people travel from Lindenville before.
You get a big crowd.
We got four of us.
Where are you going to stop?
You know what's so funny, though?
I laugh coming in. It says, known for its springing floors. Yeah, that's the first dance I ever went to.
Yeah, upstairs.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Had whoomp, whoomp, whoomp. They had them old string dancers going up and down the floor. So women on one side, men on the other.
Isn't that just like a
same
dance?
Old gent with a brand new girl down the center with a butterfly whirl. Lady go G, the gent go ha, swing your left hand, corners up. I stayed overnight with Ted Clark over here. Same grade he was.
How old were you?
Oh, God, it must have been all of 12, 13 years old. So I picked the best two partners in the hall, best looking ones. Helen Gibby and Leith's wife down in Boltonville. God, they was beautiful women. But your can, I jumped right up and grabbed them. Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Come on, hon.
Want to sit way down there?
Sure.
That's Everett Carby and his friend who didn't want to say her name on the radio. They met at a bingo hall.
You know that song, I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see? And she was looking back to see if I was looking back to see? You know the song goes on that way? Well, we definitely... every time I'd look, she'd look the other way. So I says, so who? So I did it. But her friends was good friends of mine over in McIndoo's, Pearl's up at Pearl Mountain Farms up there. And Mrs. Pearl says to her, he'd make you a good mate. But anyways, that's how it all started.
Five of those. Two and two specials.
You said five of those?
Before long, there were 14 people in the room. I wouldn't say necessarily that there was excitement in the air, but everyone seemed happy to be there and to get on with it.
So we got 24.
Michaela's dog was asleep under the ticket table.
I want to be sick.
Michaela's father, Daryl, is the bingo caller. He started bingo here in Reigate Corner over 20 years ago after he found a bingo set at the Barnett School auction. I asked him why he comes to the Grange every Saturday night to call bingo games.
It's in you.
The Grange? Well, I've been here for 40-some-odd years. I've been a member of the Grange. Been in this community all my life. So, yep. I grew up here. I farmed here. I worked on several farms. I still do work for Fremont Nelson, who was the last full-time farm job I had in town.
Right.
But I worked for every one of them just about, I've got to say, at one time or another when I was 14 years old on up. So it's just, just community. Community means something to me, I guess. Yep.
And 44.
Bingo.
So how much did you just win?
$2.10.
$2.10?
Yep.
How far are you coming from to play?
Oh, our farm is just down the road.
Yeah. What kind of farm?
We have a dairy farm, 200 cows. That's why my husband isn't here.
44, 39.
Yep.
44.
I saw a kid sitting at one of the tables. He was about 7. He was not playing bingo.
What do you think? Is this fun?
Oh,
or is this boring?
Five.
Boring.
Like, From 1 to 10, 10 being the most boring, how boring is it?
Really boring.
Like, is that a 10?
G40.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 71. Go!
Back to Reigate. You never see anything in the paper bad.
About Reigate.
Reigate Corner. This is where we're at. Reigate Corner. We're not South Reigate here. You're not East Reigate. You're not North Reigate. It's Reigate Corner. And it's the better of them all. 99% of the people in Reigate are damn good people. Because you don't see no stuff in the paper.
B-15.
Does Montpelier get Reigate?
Yeah.
B-5.
I left the game a little early. It was one of those grim November nights, too cold for the month, not a car in sight. You could see dark fields stretching out to the woods. From the middle of Witherspoon Road, the only light I could see in any direction was the light from the Grange door. This is Erica Heilman with VPR.